Glad to see everyone's faces in the house tonight. Glory to God. Giving honor to our pastors in their absence and the congregation. And praise God. Whoo! For my lovely wife, my children. Praise God. I'm so thankful and grateful for. Thank God for you and the opportunity that the Lord has opened this door to give me the opportunity to share his words, what he put in my heart. Praise God, and I pray they be a blessing to you and you and you and you. Praise God. Let's pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we are so truly grateful for you being God. We are so truly grateful, Father, for this time, this hour, Father God, that we can come into your presence, Father, and just to fellowship and just to speak your words and speak them by faith, Father. And we thank you right now in the name of Jesus that they don't fall on deaf ears, Father God. But, Father, we thank you right now they'll go forth, Father God, that we grow up, Father, in the matureness, Father, who you called us to be, that we can go forth, Father God, and tell others about the goodness of the Lord. And we thank you right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I yield myself to you. Holy Spirit, have your way in this place tonight, that I speak your words and yours only, and not my agenda, but yours be carried out in this place. In Jesus' name we pray, and we all say in agreement, amen. Amen. Praise God, praise God, praise God. I tell you what, the Lord gave me this, and I'm going to say this real bold. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. Amen? And we are the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm telling you, come hell or hot water, we win. Sister Landers, I say we win. We win in every situation and circumstance that we face. We win. We go in winning. We go through winning. We come out winning. Amen? See, because the truth be told, the battle's already been fought for us. All we got to do is just go through it. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. I wish I had somebody excited in this place tonight. Hallelujah. Yeah, like the word don't work. The word works. And it's working mightily right now. Hallelujah. Whether you believe it or not, the word is working. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. The word works. Woo. I tell you, glory to God. My scripture reading, you can go ahead and turn there if you can. Jeremiah chapter 29. And I'm going to start with verse 1. And the topic of this teaching or this lesson, it's going to be being consistent. Being consistent. Being consistent. See, you know, I know we've heard pastors say this before, bishop say this before, you know, I don't have to wake up in the morning wanting to be a man or trying to be a man. I'm a man all the time. That's something I ain't got to try to do. That's who I am. That's who God created me to be. Praise God. So being consistent, doing things by repetition over and over and over again. And you know, when you do that, it'll help you grow. Praise God. It'll help you grow. So that's what we want to do in the body of Christ. We want to grow because God is calling us up. The Bible says in one scripture, he said, and we go from what? From faith to faith. That's what it says. He said, we're going from faith to faith. So guess what? To go from here to here, you got to grow. So in order to grow, you got to be consistent at something. You got to have a repetition of doing something over and over and over again. So that's what he told me. He said, be consistent. He said, that's what I want you to tell people. I want you to be being consistent. And that comes with spending time with our Father. Getting to know him. Have a relationship with him. You know, some of you might have heard me say this on the prayer line the other day, a couple weeks ago, and I said, talking to this young guy, he knew about God. He knew about him, but he didn't know God. He didn't know God, because if he knew God, some of the things he was saying, some of the things he would do, he wouldn't do them. You wouldn't say those things. You wouldn't do those things. God is an awesome God. He is a loving God, and he longs for his children to spend time with him, to get to know him so that we can grow up and so we can tell others about our God, This God we serve, this God that created heaven and earth, this God that sent Jesus to save us, to redeem us, this God that has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places, this God, hallelujah. Jeremiah chapter 29, and it says, now these are the words of the letter that Jeremiah the prophet sent from Jerusalem unto unto the residue of the elders which were carried away captive, and to the priests and to the prophets and to the, all the people who Nebuchadnezzar had carried away captive from Jerusalem to Babylon. After the Jeconiah, the king and the queen, the king and the queen and the eunuchs, the princesses of Judah and Jerusalem, and the carpenters and the smiths were departed from Jerusalem by the hand of Elisha, the son of Shaphan, and Jeremiah, and son of Hilkiah, whom Zedekiah, king of Judah, sent unto Babylon, to Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, unto all that are carried away captive, whom I have caused to be carried away from Jerusalem unto Babylon. Build ye houses and dwell in them, and plant gardens and eat the fruit of them. Take ye wives and beget sons and daughters, and take wives for your sons, and give your daughters to husbands, that they may bear sons and daughters, that ye may be increased there and not diminished. And seek the peace of the city, whither I have caused you to go to be carried away captive, and pray unto the Lord for it. For in the peace thereof shall ye have peace. I'm gonna stop right there for a minute. Now they were carried away captive, but if you back up, the Lord told them what to do in their captivity. He didn't tell them to wallow around, lay around, and cry. Now, what did he tell them to do? He told them to go on, take ye wives, have you some children, multiply. Because you know what he was saying in the back of my mind, I hear God say to him, because I got you. Because see, when you spend time with God, you'll know your God. I don't care what comes up, you know your God. And you know your God cannot fail. But see, what we got to do, we got to know him. We got to know him. We got to know that we know that we know that we know our God cannot lie. If it's written in his word, it is so. And what we got to do, we got to stand on that word. We got to stand on it, y'all. I'm telling you, we have got to stand. The Bible says in Ephesians, when you done all you know to do, stand. Don't be moved. Stand. Because it too shall pass. It too shall pass.